Welcome to Sefer Bamidbar. We enter the fourth Sefer of Chamisha Chumshei Torah. And really, when you take a look at Sefer Bamidbar in its totality, as well as specifically Parshas Bamidbar and Parshas Naso, these two Parshas focus really on the individual, individuality more globally, and Yechidus more specifically. This can be seen, of course, from the opening section of Sefer Bamidbar, the opening psukim, the opening perek, speaks a lot about the degolim, that each tribe had a particular color flag. And flag, of course, speaks to one's identity, one's sense of individuality. And each shevet had its own koach. Yehuda was Malchus, Reuven was Bechor, Shimon and Levi had their distinction, Yisachar and Zvulun had its distinction. Degolim speak to its essence at the core of who the tribe is, what the tribe represents. And of course, moreover, Sefer Bamidbar and Chazal refers to as Chumash HaPekudim. Chumash HaPekudim is Book of Numbers, and numbers in the census, which we have twice in Sefer Bamidbar, both in Parshas Bamidbar as well as in Parshas Pinchas, speak to a sense of individuality. Who I am, I count, I'm a number, I'm an individual, I'm distinct, I'm different. You have an individual, you have a family, you have a tribe, and you have Klal Yisrael. We go from Yechidim to Mishpachos, to Shvatim, and then to Beis Yisrael. So thus, Sefer Bamidbar, Parshas Bamidbar, is about Shifteka, the 12 distinct tribes of Klal Yisrael. As we move to Parshas Naso, and the Hakravas HaNesim, when each of the Nesim bring their specific Korbanos, when the Mishkan was erected on that very day, if you read the Parsha carefully next week, you'll note, and the Ramban makes this point, Ala Torah, that each of the tribes and the Nesim, the chiefs of each of the tribes, really brought an identical Korban. If you read the Parsha, it's over and over and over again. Everybody knows, any Bal Kriya, any Bar Mitzvah boys, it's one of the simplest Parshias to read. It's the one of the longest Parshias in the Torah, but it's the same trap over and over again, the same things that were brought by one Nasi was brought by the second Nasi, and the Ramban raises the question, as well as other Rishonim and Achronim, why the repetition? It's the same Korban. And the Ramban notes that, yes, it was the same Korban on the exterior, but each individual Nasi brought the Korban from his own individuality, from his own sense of perfection and precision that spoke to him. Therefore, Sefer Bamidbar, Parshios Bamidbar, Naso really speak to individuality on a global level, but specifically to the Shiftei Ka and the 12 tribes. The Shiftei Ka and the number 12 is not just the number that describes the Shvatim, but there are at least two areas in Shulchan Aruch and Orach Chaim where the number 12 is significant, specifically in the realm of Tefillah and Nusach HaTefillah, as we will see momentarily. In Hilchos Tefillah Siman Tzadik, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, in Sev Yud, the Zohar, in Parshas Pukudei, Tov Shia Bebeis HaKnesses Shneim Aser Chalonos. It's appropriate, it's good, that a shul has 12 windows. And this citation from the Zohar and other Kubalim and Kabbalistic sources, although not explicit, seems to be speaking to the Shiftei Ka, this sense of individuality and the sense of being in a Beis HaKnesses, that we want to channel our tefillah through the Shvatim, through the Shiftei Ka, and through the Kochos of the Shvatim. But it's even more explicit in a very, very important Magen Avraham, again in Orach Chaim Siman Samiches, and I quote directly from the Magen Avraham. Here we're talking about Nusach HaTefillah, and the Magen Avraham writes, "Haminhagim shenagu b'sharshei HaTefillah." The customs that exist in the context and in the structure of Tefillah, "Lukuleyama ein l'shanos kol echa miminag mikomo." Minhagi beis haknesses, minhagi Tefillah, and Nuschos are critically important, and no one should ever change their minhag. Kogol minusach Ashkenaz l'Sfarad or lehefech. Nobody should ever change their nusach haTefillah, not from Sfarad to Ashkenaz, not from Ashkenaz to Sfarad. Why? Ki shneim aser shiorim b'shamayim. There are 12 gates in heaven. Neged shneim aser shvatim that are parallel to the 12 tribes. V'chol shevet yesh lo shar u'minog levad. And every shevet had its own particular way to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and its own minhag. And thus, when it comes to the context of tefillah, there could be nusach Ashkenaz, there could be Sfard. And in each sense of minug and a nusach has its own place and appropriateness, and therefore through each of these 12 gates that exist in Shemayim, the funnel and the channel of tefillah goes through these gates of each of the 12 Shvatim. And thus the Magen Avraham paskins very explicitly, clearly, and powerfully that you can't change your minug. You can't change your nusach, because each tribe, each shevet has its own particular nusach, its own particular minhag, and therefore it's fine. And that's what makes up the tapestry of Klal Yisrael. That's why there are 12 digalim, and that's why there are 12 shvatim, and that's why there are yud beis shi'arim b'shamayim, never ever whatsoever, and that's the psak halacha l'maisa b'zman hazeh. Somebody shouldn't change from miftas sfaradit to nusach ashkenazis, if that's your basis, if that's your minhag, if that's what beis avos did, and vice versa should be the same as well. Here, there's an important historical and halachic point to be made, and a major discussion and a very heavy debate some 300 years ago and change, when Nusach Sfard was developed, or the way some refer to it as Nusach Ari. What's Nusach Sfard? What's Nusach Ari? Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov came with a new Nusach HaTfila that originated from the Arizal. And up until that point, there was really only two nuschos that we were very familiar with. It's nusach Ashkenaz, strict Ashkenazis nusach and minhagim. And there was Sfarad, there was Edut Mizrach, what the Spanish Rishonim were mispalo, as opposed to the Eastern European Rishonim were mispalo. And the Arizal, the Talmid of the Baal Shem Tov, and the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Baal HaTanya, had a sense that the Arizal wanted a different form of tefillah. And they were able to merge Nusach Ashkenaz with Kavanos of the Mikubalim that also brought out what they understood from the Arizal to be the ultimate way to be Mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it became known as Nusach Sfard. And the question that existed and the question that emerges, how can this be? Where can this come from? It doesn't fit into any of the Yud Beis Shiarim. We have Nuschos HaTefillah. We have Minhagim. How could it be that in the 1700s that a new Nusach HaTefillah was going to begin? And if you take a look in the classic Hasidus HaSfarim, the Likutei Amarim, as well as the Sefer Magidor of Yaakov, there you take a look in Oskuf Lame Gimel, he explains where Nusach Sfard came from. And I'll read to you a little bit from the Sefer Magid, the Dvar of Yaakov. He writes, V'yesh l'chol shar tzirufim yuchadim. Every shar of the Yud Beis Sharm has its own unique special way to get its tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'lachen yesh nuschal shos. And therefore there are different nuschos. And now listen carefully. V'hinei Hashar Hayud Gimel, the 13th gate, we only saw in the Magen Avraham that there are 12. Says the Sefer Magid Rav Yaakov, and other Hasidus Svarim point this out already, that there's a 13th gate. Who lemish eino makira shifto. There's a 13th gate that gets its tefillah straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's if you don't know which shevet you belong to, you don't know if you're Reuven, Shimon, Levi, all the way to Yosef and Binyamin. Ven yodei be'ezashay yavel chatzor melech. I don't know how to get to the palace of the king. Lazem mechuvan ashar hayud gimel. This is the basis for the 13th gate. Vuhu kineged tikun hayud gimel shuvanakei. In the pasuk Hashem Hashem kel rachum v'chanun. The 13th midah attribute of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is v'nakei, which means cleansed, free of sin. Shumekabel mikol hayud beis tikunim v'day lemevin. And continues the Magid Rav Yaakov, says that the Ari HaKadosh, Bios Nihirin Le Shvilin Dirakia, the Arizal understood with absolute clarity through the Kabbalistic teachings, Lime Dase Sa'am L'Mishenu Makir Shifto, he taught those who don't know their tribe, V'tikin Seidem Lukat Mikama Nuschos Kedula Bekim, he created an original Nusach HaTfila that's going to be perfect for each and every single person that doesn't know a Shevet. Asks the Magid Rav Yaakov, Mishal HaShol Ezet Tzorchem Yudgimel Sharm, why then do we need 13 Shiarim? Just make one, call it the Shar Yudgimel, which is the Shar HaKolel. It's the all-encompassing gate. Vayadai bazeh. Set. The Sefer Magid Rav Yaakov Hatshuva, Ki bizman shayu yodin kol shevet v'shevet v'nusach ha-shayach l'chol shevet v'shevet. When we knew which shevet we came from, bevada heyosu tov likanes b'shar shalom. And of course, Reuven should daven with Reuven's nusach ha-tfila. Shimon Levi should each daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through their unique nusach ha-tfila. However, today, since we don't know that, Einem yodim ha-shvatim, al ken yochas kol echa darko shel arizal ha-shav lechol nefesh. That is the explanation in the Hasidic Svarim, the Hasidic courts, and that still emerges till today, this concept and this nusach called nusach Svarad, that's the nusach ha-tfila, which has been adopted by Hasidic circles based upon the masters of Hasidus, and you should be aware that within each Hasidic circle, there's a different Nusach within Nusach Svarad. There's Nusach Ari, there's Nusach Chabad, the Chernobyl and the Babov have their own unique Nusach. Every Hasidus has their own. And thus, says the Sefer Magid Rav Yaakov, that's the explanation, that even though it doesn't fit into the Yud Beis Shriftei Ka, and it doesn't fit into what the Magen Avraham is saying, nonetheless, the reason and the basis for the origination of the Shar Yud Gimel of Nusal Sfarad is coming from there. Chassam Sofer in his Tshuvas and Orachaim, Simen Tezvav, as well as Simen Tezayin, takes the Hasidisha approach to Nusach HaTfila to task, and in very strong, powerful terms, says it's absolutely unwarranted and unbased. If this was the case, what about in the times of the Tanaim and the Maraim? What about in the times of the Rishonim and the early Achronim? They didn't have this problem. They didn't know their Shevet. We don't know what Shevet we're from. So how come only now is the origination of this Nusach Svara developing? And more than that, says the Chassam Sofer, we know who Kohanim are. We know who Leviim are. So maybe they should have their own Nusach HaTfila. And more than that, says the Chassam Sofer, if you look in the Gemara in Mitzvahs Tainis and other places throughout Shas, you see that the Tanaim and Amoraim were motzi each other in Tfila. And it's clear that they were coming from different Shvatim, specifically Rabbi Akiva, who came from Geirim. And he was motzi other Tanaim in Tfila. How could that be? It must be, says the Chassam Sofer, that there's no such thing as Nusach Sfarad, Nusach Kolel, Ashar Yud Gimel, and the Chassam Sofer Paskins, based upon this Magen Avraham, there can only be 12 shiarim, 12 gates. There's Nusach Ashkenaz, there's Sfarad, which we call Havara, or Nusach Sfaradit, or Edut Mizrach, but Nusach Sfarad can't exist. The Chassam Sofer answers his own question, says, my Rabbeim, Rab Nassan Adler, Kshusu Yagin Elena, the Kohen Gadol Shebegedolim, as well as his Rebbe, the Hafla, they themselves changed their Nusach, and they went from Nusach Ashkenaz to Nusach Sfarad. He says, Hatam Kamos Imahim, they understood Al Pi Kabbalah what and how to be mispalel, but for people like us, simple people who don't understand Kabbalah, who are not well versed in Sifrei Kabbalah, it's not for us. So when they davened for the Amud and when they were mispalel, that's what they did. But that doesn't mean that there should be a totally aborting the ship of Nusach Ashkenaz and moving to Nusach Sfarad. That wouldn't be appropriate. And thus says the Chassam Sofer that is the approach to take. This debate and the tension between Nusach Sfarad and Nusach Ashkenaz continued throughout the Doros, and in a very fascinating tshuva printed by Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Igros Moshe Arachaim, Chelik Beis, Simen Chav Dalet, Rav Moshe was asked by Rabasha Zelig Ribbonstein, Zichron Lavracha, Rosh Hashiva in Yerushalayim, that he had a Talmud who came from a Hasidisha family, and he grew up davening Nusach Sfarad. However, since he was trained and learned in Ashkenazi yeshivas, including the yeshiva that he was in Yerushalayim, Torah Simcha, therefore, would it be appropriate for him when he returns to America to go back to his father's custom Nusach Sfarad, or should he stick with the Nusach that he's been trained in yeshivas and continue to daven Nusach Ashkenaz? And Rav Moshe, in no uncertain terms, without beating an eyelash and being very, very upfront, says Rav Moshe, absolutely positive not. The way that this young man should daven is Nusach Ashkenaz. And I read Rav Moshe's words, V'nimtza shein lahachshiv shinoi minog ma shehizchalta lispal Nusach Ashkenaz. You young man, you yeshiva bachur, you didn't do anything wrong switching from Nusach Sfarad to Nusach Ashkenaz. You know who made a mistake? It's your father and grandfather who switched from Nusach Ashkenaz to Nusach Sfarad. They made the mistake. Shari Adarabba, Heim Shinu Minag Abosein Rabosein Adiri Olam Chachmei Tzarfas Ashkenaz. How could this Bacher's father, grandfather, great-grandfather switch from Nusach Ashkenaz to Nusach Sfarad? They made the mistake, not you. Therefore, you should go back to what earlier ancestors of yours did. And says Rav Moshe, Ein yadua tam bara b'mashi tir l'shanos nusach ha-kavua. I don't know how Hasidic masters had the ability to change what the Magen Avraham quotes from the Yerushalmi Reish Simen Samaches. That which is stated that Nusach Sfarad is the overarching 13th gate, that for those who don't know their Shevet, Moshe quotes Chassam Sofer, and he says, I don't understand, I don't know, and therefore the appropriate thing to do is for this individual to continue Davnei Nusach Ashkenaz and not revert to his father's custom of Nusach Sfarim. This was also supposedly the approach of the Chazon Ish. You could look in the Sefer Dinim VeHanhagos of the Chazon Ish on page Memtes, where the Chazon Ish was asked from a Hasidish person, Imutu Lashanus L'Nusach Ashkenaz, could he switch to Nusach Ashkenaz? This is a Hasidish person from Hasidish Stak. And the Chazon Ish responded, Kevan She'avos Avosav Shino L'Nusach Sfarad, since your great-grandparents switched from Nusach Ashkenaz to Nusach Sfarad, Yacholachso L'Nusach Ashkenaz, you could revert back, like Rav Moshe says, to Nusach Ashkenaz, which was the custom of your ancestors, your great-great-grandparents. In a very similar tshuva, Rabbi Avadya Yosef and Yabi Omer or Chaim Chelegvav Simen Yud was asked from a school in Afula, in the north of Israel, that for whatever reason they adopted Nusach Sfarad at the opening of the school. And upon recognizing the population of the student body of the school, it was understood that this was a Sfaradic school. Therefore, the Hanhala, the staff, and the leadership of the school in Afula asked Rabbi Avadya, is it appropriate for us to switch from Nusach Sfarad to actual traditional Edut Mizrach? What should we do? And Rabbi Avadya writes, and I quote, Maskana didina, the bottom line, Shibios viadua shenusach svarad shibi sidurim einu anusach amiti shal asfaradin. That which we call nusach svarad, that's not the real traditional absolute sidur and nusach atfila for svaradin. Even Arizal himself understood that this wasn't traditional Sephardic liturgy. And therefore, says Rabbi Avadya, since the majority of the students in the school are Sfaradim, absolutely, positively should turn back and start davening from a Sfaradic traditional Siddur, and that's the appropriate thing to do. And he quotes the earlier chief rabbi, Rab Chacham Ovada Hayadaya, in his Truvas Yaskil Avdi, who also does this, and that is the position of Bavadja. So thus, Bavadja, the Chazon Ish, and Rav Moshe Feinstein all seem to take Nusach Sfarad to task and permit, with absolute permission, to allow to be Mishana back to traditional Nusach Ashkenaz, as well as to Sfaradit. Interestingly enough, Rav Moshe Sternbach, the Ravid of the Eda Chadrei in Yerushalayim, in his Tshuvas Vanagos, Chelek Aleph Simen Samaches, was asked the identical question about a yeshiva bachar who came, started being mispalel Nusach Ashkenaz in yeshivas, even though his father davened the classic Hasidish Nusach and Nusach Svarat. As opposed to Rav Moshe Bavadja and the Chazon Ish, Rav Sternbach learns the Magen Avraham and explains, you can't change. The Magen Avraham says there are 12 gates, and Nusach Sfarad should also be considered one of the 12 gates. How can you allow this young man, this Bachar, to change what his father did? If his father davened Nusach Sfarad, the Nusach of the Arizal, and it's considered to be Kol El Kol HaNuschos, as the Chidah says, as the Divrei Chaim says, and he quotes other Achronim who follow the Hasidish approach of Nusach Ashkenaz, he says it shouldn't happen, it's not appropriate, it's not fair. Also quotes the Marashdam and Rechaim Simen Lamechei, who says that changing Nusach Tfila is also a problem of altitosh. Therefore, Rav Moshe Sternbach is not very a strong proponent of changing from Nusach Sfarad to Nusach Ashkenaz. However, he does say and finishes tshuva that if this young man is moving completely to the world of Ashkenaz and is going to stick with this particular yeshiva and all of the customs of the yeshiva and move away from his father's household, at that point there's what to talk about to explain that indeed such a youngster can change from Nusach Ashkenaz. Just so you get the other side of the coin, in the classic Tshuva Sefer, the Minchas Elazar, the Mincha Cheruv, Chelek Aleph, Simen Yud Aleph, he was asked a very similar question from a Kihila or a Beis HaKnesses that David Nusach Arizal, what we call Nusach Sfarad, and they wanted the shul members to move to Nusach Ashkenaz. And the Minchas Elazar says, Isser Gomer! You could only change from Nusach Ashkenaz to Nusach Sfarad. And that's not a problem of Altitosh, says the Minchas Elazar. Masha ain't came Nusach Sfarad la Ashkenaz, the baze ain't shum dea la hatir. Veze shuv nikra bechlal Altitosh. So you see, pumpa keret, the Minchas Elazar, exact opposite of Rav Moshe and Rav Avadya. Minchas Elazar says, sure you could change from Nusach Ashkenaz to Nusach Sfarad. That's absolutely fine. But Chalila, Chalila, lo aleinu, we shouldn't ever hear such a thing. Shamu Shamayim, to change from Nusach Sfarad to Nusach Ashkenaz as a opposed to the other extreme, Rav Moshe and Rav Avadya, who hold that you should, it's appropriate, you can, Nusach Sfarad is not an absolute, and is not a Nusach Kolel, and therefore you can change and should change from Nusach Sfarad to Nusach Ashkenaz. Rav Moshe Shtermbach, Tshuva Svanhaga, says has somewhat of a middle ground, depending upon your approach and where you're going to be. Let me quote to you the end of the Magen Avram and the Mishnah Brura's comments on the Magen Avram, again in Siman Samaches, says the Mishnah Brura, on a bit of a different angle, not dealing specifically with familial Nusach, but now the Mishnah Brura takes the Magen Avram to discuss Shul Nusach. And he says, Linyan Dina, Ha'ashkenazim ha'mespalalim ha'masfardim ha'lehefech yotzu de chovas tefila. Even though there are 12 gates, and each shar and each shevet has its own way to be mespalat to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that doesn't mean that if Ashkenazi finds himself in a Sfaradi shul, or if a Sfaradi finds himself in an Ashkenazi shul, that he should daven the nusach that he has. He can daven the nusach ha'tefila of that particular shul. It's not a problem. V'yotzi de chovas ha'tefila. And therefore, Scheinberg writes, commenting on this Mishnah Brura, that the same thing is true if you're an Ashkenazi and you're in a Sfaradi Beis HaKnesses, and there's only a Sfaradi sitter, use the Sfaradi sitter in the Yotze. Don't be mevatel tefila. And vice versa, if a Sfaradi enters an Ashkenazi shul, he could use the Ashkenazi sitter. He's also Yotze de chovaso. It's very nice. Sometimes you enter an Ashkenazi shul, you enter a Sfaradi shul. Sfaradi shul has some Ashkenazi sidurim. An Ashkenazi shul sometimes has some Sfaradi sidurim, so that everybody feels comfortable. But Meikar Adin says the Mishnah Brura, and so Paskin Zurchaim Pincha Scheinberg, Zechon Levracha, they permitted to use the sitter or to daven with a nusach different than yours, and you're still yatzli dechavasa. In an unbelievable comment of Rav Nissim Karelitz, it's found in his Sefer Chut Shani and the Moadim in the back, he has a section of Chut Shani and Isser V'Heter. He quotes that he heard from an old man, Rav Nissim Karelitz died about a year ago, a little bit less, in his late 90s. He says he heard from an older man who heard from the son of the Chafetz Chaim, a psak, and this halacha that's not found in the Mishnah Brura, meaning the Chafetz Chaim had a certain halachic position about this tefillah and Beis HaKnesses, but he didn't pen it. Why? We don't know. But says Rav Nissen that he heard that the Mishnah Brura, the Chafetz Chaim, paskined that if an Ashkenazi is davening in a Sfaradi shul, or a Sfaradi is davening in an Ashkenazi shul, you should absolutely daven the tefillah of that home base, Beis HaKnesses. So if I'm an Ashkenazi and I'm davening a Sfaradi shul, I should daven Sfaradi. Only, says the Chafetz Chaim, and this is Mepi HaShmua, the things that are said out loud, meaning Kaddish and Kedusha. So if I'm Ashkenazi, somebody's saying Kaddish, and he enters a Sfaradi shul, so he should say the Kaddish of Yatzmach Perkone. That's the Sfaradi Nusach, because it's saying it out loud. And the same thing is true with Kedusha. If you go to a Sfaradi Nusach Ashkenaz Beis HaKnesses by Musaf, they say Keter Yitnu Lecha, Kes Yitnu Lecha. You should say that. Or you should say Nakdisha Chavnaritzach, and you shouldn't say Nekaddish, because anything that's said out loud, Betzibur, Berabim, Bekol Ram, said the Chavetz Chaim, you should do like the shul that you are in. But anything that's said privately and silently, Psuki de Zimra, the order of Psuki de Zimra, Birchas Kriyashma, private Shmon Esrei, that you could all do like your own personal tefillah and your own personal nusach, but when you're saying something out loud, you should do it like the shul that you're in. Interestingly enough, it's not just the Chavetz Chaim and Piyah Shmua said this, but it's also Tshuva of the Netziv and Meshav Davar, Igros Moshe, Archaim, Chelik Bey, Simen Chav Gimel, Igros Moshe, Chelik Dalet, Simen Lamin Gimel, say the exact same thing explicitly as we understand from Nissim Karelitz, B'Shem the Chavetz Chaim. So this is some of the background, the dynamics, the debate, and the great debate, if we could call it, as to the propriety of Nusach Sfarad, what Nusach Sfarad is all about, the origination of Nusach Sfarad, can you change from Nusach Sfarad to Nusach Ashkenaz, can you change from Nusach Ashkenaz to Nusach Sfarad, but all based upon this Magen Avram, that there are 12 gates, Yud Beis Sha'arim B'Shamayim, the individuality, the sense of ability for each and every individual to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu their own way, is not just something that's true philosophically, but it's true halachically as well. And thus the Magen Avraham paskins, you can't be Mishanim in Hagim, you can't be Mishanim in Nuschos. Every Nusach has its own appropriateness. And the Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, quoted in the Sefer Halicha Shlomo, said that Bazman Hazeh, even though for hundreds of years there was a great debate about whether or not Nusach Sfarad had the the ability to be a real bona fide nusach. He says that debate was from hundreds of years ago. Today it's been settled. Nusach Sfarad is an absolute bona fide nusach HaTfilah. It shouldn't be tinkered with. It should be given all of the halachic authority of an absolute, positive, strong, powerful nusach HaTfilah. And therefore, Reb Shlomo Zalman explained that Nusach Sfarad is a nusach, Sfaradit is a nusach, Nusach Ashkenaz is a nusach, and the only question is, when you're in a place, in an institution, in a shul, in a yeshiva, where they daven different, then you have to follow the home minhag, except, as Chafetz Chaim said, or Rigus Moshe said, and the Netziv say, that privately you should daven your own nusach, but publicly you should daven the nusach of the Beis HaKnesses that you're in. A Guten Shabbos to everybody.